What's your reaction to these latest images?
Well, you know, all I can do is shake my head affirmatively and go, yep, yes, that's right, that's right. You know, Linda, I've been very vocal, certainly as a city representative, certainly for the city of St. John's, where we have regulations in place where, you know, development is not allowed in our floodplains. We're very, very, I think that we've been very good about these regulations with the city. We've been very firm on it. But however, in this particular circumstance, the province trumps the city's powers. And of course, they decided to proceed despite the fact that if it was any other developer, they would not be allowed to develop in that floodplain, in that flood zone.
You're also a known mental health advocate, and the argument has been that, you know, this facility really needs to be incorporated into the health sciences, you know, for a variety of reasons. What's your response to that?
Well, yes, Linda, you're right. I am a big mental health advocate. I've got family lived experience with it. I've been, you know, I created and founded the Tickle Swim for Mental Health to raise money and awareness, and I continue to support efforts for enhancing programs. But we do know long overdue the bricks and mortar, certainly of the Waterford Hospital, needed to be replaced. Did it need to be replaced in a city floodplain? The concept of selling it for co-location was certainly the big hinge on its approval, certainly from the provincial level. You know what, I guess that's yet to be deemed whether or not that's actually going to be a benefit to the mental health services that are going to be provided. I think that there's other issues certainly at play. We know that this is a P3, so it'll be a private-public partnership. You know, I have some concerns about how that could roll out as well when it comes to mental health services, which are desperately needed, especially with everything that we're dealing with right now with the pandemic and heightened mental health issues. I'm a strong advocate of mental health services, but this is a development issue, and it's an inappropriate and unsustainable development issue. And it's extremely unfortunate that it's been pushed through. And we are in a time where climate action is so imperative. We know we are going to get more and more flooding, more water. And it was only just recently when I was on the campaign trail provincially where I was talking to so many homeowners in the vicinity of the health sciences complex who are unable to access flood insurance because of the risks that they face. So it's not just about the institution itself and the impacts that are going to happen there. It's about the residents and the negative impacts that are going to happen on Liviers that live around the area and certainly downstream.
Sheila O'Leary, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Linda.